Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We often talk about the importance of the automobile and aerospace industries to our state, but the life sciences also have a big impact. Over 15,000 employees with an average salary of almost $80,000 and a total state economic impact of $11.4 billion. That's exactly why our next guest's organization has recently broken ground on a new life sciences research facility in the Lowcountry. Bob Quinn is executive director of SCRA, and he joins us now by phone from the Lowcountry. Bob, hello.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be back with you.
First of all, just a quick overview of SCRA for our listeners not familiar with your organization.
Sure. The South Carolina Research Authority, or SCRA, is a public nonprofit corporation whose mission is to fuel South Carolina's innovation economy. We do that by providing support to entrepreneurs, by enabling academic research and its commercialization, and also by connecting industry with innovators.
Now, tell us about the new facility.
There's a development adjacent to MUSC, which is many years in the making, and that's called West Edge. This is a mixed-use development comprised of offices, retail, as well as residential. The first two buildings are, one is up and running, the other is under construction. We just broke ground, as you alluded, on the third building, the one that we are focused on, called 22 West Edge. And its focus is in office space and R&D facilities to work closely with MUSC to advance technologies and bring them to the marketplace.
And do we have any particular technologies already in the pipeline that you and MUSC will be working on that you can share with us?
We've created a task force comprised of SCRA, MUSC, and the City of Charleston to develop a strategic plan for the optimal use of not just the area that we are leasing, which is the entire top floor, about 16,000 square feet, but the entire building. The primary focus will be to attract life sciences companies into the Charleston area and use the space for collaborative, market-driven research and commercialization between and among industry and academic partners.
Now, I know that SCRA has facilities around the state. Can you give us an update on those?
Sure. We currently manage over 1.3 million square feet of facilities throughout the state. As you alluded, I'm located in our Somerville facility at the Applied Technology Center, where we house not only SCRA, but also Advanced Technologies International, Volvo, and others. We own and manage the Carolina Research Park outside of Columbia that has among its tenants many technology-advanced companies. And then we own and manage three innovation centers throughout the state, one each affiliated with one of the comprehensive research universities. So in Charleston, the MUSC Innovation Center on Meeting Street is focused on early stage companies that are in the life sciences. Up in Anderson, we have the Duke Energy Innovation Center, a LEED certified, gold rated green facility that was developed in partnership with Clemson and Duke Energy. That is occupied by technologists from Clemson as well as early stage technology companies. And then finally, the Columbia USC Innovation Center, which is home to the McNair Center for Aerospace Innovation and Research.
After the West Edge facility is built and up and running, what's on the drawing board for SCRA?
Actually, we have exciting things that are happening at the McNair Center. This has really become a world-class facility used extensively by leading companies such as Boeing. And we recently started a relationship among us and USC and IBM for the IBM Visualization Inspection Center using IBM's Watson technology, which will lead, we believe, to significant cost and time savings as well as overall quality assurance by identifying defects during the manufacturing process in real time. For example, defects in paint that are investigating for Harley-Davidson, as well as defects for carbon fiber for Boeing.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for your time today and for the update.
Thank you, Mike.
Bob Quinn is Executive Director of SCRA, and he joined us by phone from his office in Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.